Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is a great member of our Brain Trust, the daughter and the founder of Bottom Line Personal, Bottom Line Inc. She's the president and CEO there, and it's a great American success story. And they publish all kinds of handy information for us twice a month, and plus their annuals. These big books that they send out, they're awesome. Bottom Line Yearbook, which is an amazing book. Their health books are awesome, too. They got one for women. I'm working on one for men. I just can't quite get that through. She's our good friend, Sarah. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
So if I was 12 and working for the company at the time, am I a founder?
Yes, absolutely. You're a co-founder. You're a co-founder.
He was the chair founder, but we were all there.
You were a co-founder. So, Sarah, you got any anxiety in your life these days? Not me.
No.
I'm good. I'm slick. I don't need drugs or liquor my life is a cakewalk right now. What do you think?
Well, I used to get anxious in traffic because it took me forever to get to work. Now there's no traffic. All's good, right?
Like, I know.
sad but true. And this is actually a great debate that's going on in terms of the price that the whole country is paying because of the coronavirus, beyond just the virus and the deaths and the sickness, is the stress, the anxiety, the increased depression, increased medication, and all these other areas that we are getting hit like crazy. And that's not a good thing.
No, that's exactly right. And, of course, we're now on top of all that. You know, I mean, I've got And you know, my life is a cakewalk really compared to what a lot of people are having to deal with. I'm so upset about all the small business owners that are just having a tough time right now. But
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I've got this pandemic has added degrees of difficulty in my life as well. But there's some ways to deal with it. And you guys wrote about that recently. You reported
on
that recently.
We did, actually, because, you know, the interesting thing about anxiety is you think that it's emotional and you think that it's because of stress and you think that it's because that we're all locked in the house and all those sorts of things. The interesting thing is that anxiety actually is a full body experience. It's a whole body
ailment.
It is.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So that
blood pressure, and, you know, your diet, your indigestion, all kinds of stuff.
So the thing is, it depends, the state of your body allows you to be more anxious or not. And what I mean by that is, interestingly, about 80% of your emotions, are like the signaling from your emotions, comes from your gut, comes from your intestines.
Wow.
And your stomach, believe it or not. Right? So we think it's all in the head, but no. It's the state of your body, so that it's all connected. This, we did a great interview with Hyla Kass. She's super smart, psychiatrist and integrative medicine. And she was talking about the importance, and it gets to sound boring because people think your stomach and your intestines is just a tube for what goes in and goes out. But it's not. So that there are all that gut bacteria, all those funny things they talk about, probiotics, bacteria, all that, it really matters. And that bacteria actually does gives us either strength or gives us vulnerability. So things that you can do, it sounds a little boring, sounds a little tedious, but it's important to be able to get your body in healthy shape, which is hard while we're all stress eating.
No kidding.
And comfort food eating,
right? What should we do?
So the important thing, a couple things. First of all, get antibiotic-ridden meats out of your life, right? So if you're going to eat meat, grass-fed beef, anything that's got hormones, antibiotics.
Why does that affect indigestion?
Because
anxiety.
Because the bacteria in your body actually sends signals.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's good bacteria, bad bacteria, right? If you eat meat that's had antibiotics, you've got more antibiotics coming into your body. antibiotics don't discriminate. They'll kill all the bacteria.
Even
they don't care
ones.
Which one it is, good or bad. Right. So you want antibiotics out. You want to have, you don't want, you want organic grains. You want, you don't want, foods that have had all those chemical toxins, the Roundups, the weed killers, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, all those toxins are, they're toxin in your body. They kill that bacteria. They kill mm-hmm. that whole lining and create inflammation. So you want to, eat as clean as you can. There are some foods that are highly allergenic.
Right.
Right. Dairy, eggs,
right.
wheat, barley, sugar, all that inflammatory, those things that make your body flame up, reduce your body's ability to tolerate it.
And as you think you're getting more anxious, folks, notice that you're tightening up your gut a little bit.
Right.
Relax a little bit. Relax. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. She's with Bottom Line Inc. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.